I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, Stoic Squad? Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You know that feeling when your mind feels like a runaway train, thoughts racing faster than Usain Bolt on a good day? Yeah, stress and anxiety have become the unwelcome house guests we can't seem to get rid of. But hold up. Before you reach for another sugary treat or scroll endlessly through social media guilty, let's unpack some Stoic strategies that are proven to calm the chaos and empower you to face whatever life throws your way. Because, let's be real, stress isn't going anywhere. It's part of the human experience. But how we react to it, that's where the magic happens. The Stoics had this thing down pat centuries ago, and their wisdom is still relevant today. They understood that our emotions are influenced by our thoughts, not external events. So, instead of getting swept away by the current of anxiety, we can learn to steer the ship, ready to conquer those stress demons. Here are 5 Stoic strategies you can implement right now. 1. Name it to tame it. The Stoics believe in acknowledging our emotions without letting them control us. So, next time you feel that familiar tightness in your chest or a wave of panic wash over you, pause and simply say to yourself, "I'm feeling anxious." Just by naming the emotion, you create space between you and it. You're not surrendering to it, you're observing it. Think of it like this. Imagine anxiety as a storm cloud. Naming it doesn't make the storm go away, but it lets you see it for what it is, temporary and passing. 2. Focus on what you can control. This is a big one, folks. The Stoics preached about focusing our energy on what we can actually influence, not stressing over things beyond our control. Ever feel like you're spinning your wheels trying to change something that's out of your hands? Yeah, me too. It's exhausting and ultimately unproductive. Instead, shift your focus to your thoughts, actions, and reactions. You can't control the weather, but you can choose how you respond to it. You can't control what other people say or do, but you can control your own words and actions. 3. Practice mindfulness. The Stoics value being present in the moment. They understood that dwelling on the past or worrying about the future only fueled anxiety. So take a few deep breaths, really feel your feet on the ground, and notice the sights and sounds around you. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind. Mindfulness is a superpower, my friends. It helps us stay grounded and centered even when things get hectic. 4. Reframe your perspective. Ever heard the saying, "Look at the bright side"? The Stoics would totally agree with that. They believed in seeking out the good in every situation. Now, I'm not saying you need to become a Pollyanna overnight, but try to look for the lessons and opportunities for growth even in challenging times. Remember, adversity is a chance to build resilience and character. 5. Find your Stoic tribe. Connecting with like-minded people who share your values can be incredibly supportive. It's like having a squad of fellow adventurers who understand the ups and downs of this journey called life. So, seek out communities or groups that align with your interests, whether it's reading Stoic philosophy, practicing meditation, or simply sharing your experiences with others. Let me paint you a picture. You're walking into that big meeting, heart pounding like a drum solo. Your mind is racing with what-ifs and worst-case scenarios. But then, you remember those Stoic strategies you name the anxiety, focus on your presentation, breathe deeply, reframe the situation as an opportunity to shine, and reach out to a supportive friend for a quick pep talk. Then, you walk into that meeting with confidence and clarity. The Stoics weren't just about ancient philosophy, they were about equipping you with practical tools to navigate life's ups and downs. Remember, managing stress and anxiety isn't about eliminating them altogether, it's about learning to respond with resilience and grace. You got this. Now, go out there and be your most awesome Stoic self. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these strategies. Together, let's spread the Stoic wisdom and help each other thrive.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.